Wrestle Radio Australia is a proud member of the FNX Network. You can find this show and many more at fnx.network. That's the new URL, fnx.network.
This is it, Andy!
My God, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing a cut!
This is Brian Alvarez.
Oh, my God!
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
The queen, yeah. The queen of the crop.
Hey, this is Rocky Monero.
And there is no one that does it better.
This is five times the world heavyweight champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Ryan Adam Pearce.
Hey, this is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
You are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for downloading it. My name is Josh Armour, and today we're going into the back catalogue here at Wrestle Radio Australia. Throwback Thursday. Hashtag Throwback Thursday. Yeah, I know. Let's get in on the gimmick. Todd Eastman, he caught up with Buddy Murphy back in March of 2013, just before he left Australia to head over to Florida, where he is now co-holder of the NXT Tag Team titles with Wesley Blake. Of course, a few weeks ago, they defeated the Lucha Dragons out of nowhere for the belts, and it was really, really cool when we actually got the spoiler, a couple of weeks earlier, and found out. It was, oh wow, this is awesome. And then to actually see it and play out on NXT TV on the network, really cool stuff. So it's a really cool chat. Matt talks about, Buddy now. He talks about the tryout and the whole process of getting over there to America and whatnot, and also a bit about his time here in Australia. So if you're new to Buddy and you didn't actually hear the interview back when we put it out on WrestleHustle.com, this is going to be great for you. And if you have heard it, then hey, why not? It's twice as nice the second time around. So hey, enjoy it. And if you want to go into our back catalogue and hear more of these older interviews, because this podcast feed was only launched a couple of months ago, we had to change it over there. We had some issues. So just search Wrestle Radio Australia on YouTube, subscribe, and you can hear our older content there. There's still more to get up there. I just got to put it out, to be honest. So in due time, it will all be up there. And be sure to subscribe to this very podcast feed as well if you haven't, because we've had some great shows in the past few months. Sando Chilaro from Santo Salmonetta, a football podcast, a football TV show even, but he's actually a big wrestling fan, so we got into that. Damien Slater, Jeff Jarrett talked about GFW, our 2014 Listener's Choice Awards. We had some great guests on there and some alleged guests. But you will listen to that and you'll see what I'm on about. Australian Suicide, Adam Pearce was on there. Demi Bennett, Adam Brooks. Really good time, that one. Travis Usden has been on the show a few times. The voice of MCW in Melbourne. The list goes on and on. And next week, we'll actually have Jared Slate from SHWA and EPW Perth, plus another great guest, but you'll have to keep an eye out on our Facebook page for details on that in the coming days. So I'll be back after we hear Todd Eastman chatting with Buddy Murphy, throwback to March 2013. And by the way, if you want to hear more Todd Eastman after this one, he's on this show too. Check it out.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be, I reckon, an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, fnx.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball. Can you explain some of your background, like who trained you, how many years you've been wrestling, stuff like that?
I was trained primarily by Carlo Cannon, who I pretty much state that trained me, who actually taught me the main things about wrestling. I started wrestling in 2008, so I've been wrestling for about six years or something like that. 2007 or 2008. Don't really remember. Had my head too many times, I guess.
But, yeah.
I've been wrestling for about 6 years. I've been trained by Carlo Cannon.
Beautiful.
Which I give credit to.
All right. Growing up, what wrestler or group influenced you the most?
I never had a favourite wrestler at all. I started watching in about 2000. Actually, that's completely false. I started watching in about 98. And back then, you know, you watch everyone. You watch Stone Cold, you watch The Rock, Triple H.
So you're an attitude kid.
Yeah, I was an attitude kid. I hated WCW. Hated it with a passion. I could not watch it on TV. It bored the crap out of me. But yeah, I was an attitude kid, so I never really had a favorite wrestler. Like, it was Austin Rock, but I never had one of those, like a wrestler that I've said, I want to be like that. Never like that. My favorite wrestler used to be Road Dogg, but I never had a wrestler that I was like, yeah, that's what I want. He's my favorite. I don't care who else it is.
So there was sort of like little bits off different guys who were like, I'd like that to be that. I'd like to do that.
It was kind of like the flavor of the month.
Yep.
It was one day it was Road Dogg. The next week, you know, Stone Cold did something cool. So Stone Cold was my fave. And then, so on for many years.
How did you get the WWE's attention? Like to get the tryout?
Long story cut short, I actually received the WWE tryout when they were in Melbourne last year, on September 1st, in which there was about eight Australian wrestlers there, which we did the tryout at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne, in which we were contacted by email. I don't know how they got my email address. It could have been because I sent in tapes. It could have been, it could have been by sending them emails. It could have been by anything. I'm not 100% certain on how they contacted me, but they did. And so we went down to Rod Laver Arena for a tryout in which we performed matches with in front of John Laurinaitis.
Yeah.
And that tryout, that consisted of Mikey Nichols, Shane Hayes, Jag, and people like that. So it was very intense, to say the least, especially being in a tryout with the biggest company in the world, with those guys that you actually look up to, and you're amazed by just watching them in the ring. So going to that tryout in September was eye-opening. Like, I knew it kind of gave me a little bit of an insight with what I needed to do and what I needed to improve on. We did that before the show at Rod Laver Arena. So we did that, we watched the show, and then we pretty much left. And a couple of weeks later, I got an email back from WWE saying, I got a message back from John Laurinaitis saying that I was a solid worker, I was very good, but there was no opportunities for me at that time. So taking that on the, taking that on the chin,
yeah,
I pretty much had to look at myself. And
when they said there was no opportunities, did they give you anything that you could work on, or anything that like if you did this differently, maybe we could? Do you know what I mean?
They didn't actually. They pretty much said that I was a decent worker, a very solid and stiff. Which I asked if that was a good or a bad thing, and they said it was a very good thing. So you don't know in today's modern day if stiff is a good or bad thing, but in the WWE, it's a good thing. So,
well, you'd think possibly with John Laurinaitis' history in All Japan, that would probably lend itself to being a bit more of a stiff working environment.
Yeah, well, he really wasn't paying much attention. What you saw on TV is what he is like in real life. He sat ringside on his phone.
Oh, okay.
It was great. Like, he was a really nice bloke. Everyone there was really nice. And really, it made it so much easier to be in such an intense environment. It made it so much easier because everyone was so nice.
Yep.
We finished that tryout. Nothing came from it. And then I decided to fly down to Tampa, Florida for a tryout camp they were holding there. So.
Okay, so you did that sort of off your own bat, sort of. You're right, this is what I want, I'm going to do it.
me and a colleague were originally going to go down there. Like, we had planned already going. So, technically, this tryout in Melbourne was just a bonus.
Yeah.
It kind of came out of nowhere. I was told on the Tuesday that I had to be there on the Saturday. Like, okay. No notice. There was nothing. But, me and a colleague decided to go down to Tampa. And we flew down there. We attended the tryout in which, we did 4 days of hell. And that's being generous. Like, hell is underestimating what we went through. It was the toughest 4 days of my life, and probably everyone else's life as well.
Oh, okay, very very Vern Gagne sort of the wrestling school type tough.
It was tough within. Like, they were at the breakout. They wanted to see what you were made of. They were there to destroy you and break you and see what. How are you going to come back the next day from it?
Nice.
And, we did that. Like, it was me and my colleague were very, we support each other a lot, because if we didn't have each other, I reckon that, it would have been, we wouldn't have done very well at all.
Fair enough. How long after the Florida tryout did you hear that you'd been signed or that they were interested in signing you?
So within that camp, it was 4 days. There was about 85 people at that camp. So after the 4 days, and in that 85, you had NFL players, you had Ring of Honor people, you had former Tough Enough contestants, and then you had.
So if it wasn't already intimidating enough, you had all these guys that you knew had international experience.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, going in there, my colleague, I'll let it slip. But my colleague that I went over with was with Mike Peterson.
Yep.
Melbourne. So he was pretty much my stone throughout that. So we helped each other out, and to be honest, we were in the top 10 smallest there. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, we were on par with the shortest people there.
Yep.
And, we're going up against guys from, ROH, NFL players, and very intimidating. And then, to answer your question, after the 4 days, we were told who would receive a contract or who they were interested in. And out of the 85 people, I was the only one announced.
Wow.
So, it was very, very surreal. It still is today. It's not real.
Not until you get over there?
Like, I guess. people ask me all these questions. Like, you must be excited. I don't know how I feel. I feel like every other day, different things are happening now.
See, I sort of, on one hand, it's the realization of a dream, but then you're also starting again from the bottom.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I'm willing to learn. I'm very... very eager to learn as much as I can and take it and run with it for as long as possible. It's exciting to know that I've got such an opportunity and that I'm going to learn so much, but it's surreal in the fact that, I'm just a guy in Australia,
Yeah.
Living day to day until then, I suppose it will hit me, as I'm getting on the plane, I guess.
Do you know where you're starting, like FCW or NXT or?
I started in NXT.
You start in NXT.
That's correct.
Awesome. Have they told you that your name's going to change, or have they asked you to come up with a different name or?
No, nothing of that. Like, we pretty much just keep in contact quite regularly via email, just see where we're at and making sure I'm good and making sure that I don't need anything and. Yeah, we're keeping in contact, which is good. So, nothing with performance or anything like that. They're just making sure that I'm healthy and leading into it.
Have you talked to Emma about what to expect when you're getting over there, or?
Have I spoke to who? Sorry,
to Emma or Tennille?
No, not really. Me and Tennille are pretty good friends. So, we haven't really spoke about it. She's obviously been busy over there.
Yep.
But she was a very big support for when I was over there originally anyway. But I'm sure once I get down there, it will be, we'll catch up and, you know, we'll be working colleagues. So that yeah. should be good.
With a lot of Aussies headed to Japan, Jonah Rock and Tama Williams, was that ever an idea of yours, or did you always have your mindset on US and that was it, or the WWE and that was it?
To be honest with you, I always wanted to do something with wrestling, but I was too scared to fail at it. You know, I wasn't you know, an A grade student at school or anything like that. The only thing that I ever believed that I was really good at was wrestling, and it was scary for me to be able to go into have a tryout or try and do something in my wrestling just to be told that I'm crap at it. And I wasn't willing to take that risk. So I had a conversation with someone, and we had a DM, and, you know, that person convinced me that, you know, there's no chance of me doing anything by sitting in Australia, like by doing what I'm doing.
That's right.
To be noticed and do something and to be recognized for what I can do is by, you know, going out there and getting my name out there. And it was just, you know, it was really emotional, man. Like, it was just like one of those realizations, a light flicked in my head. And I knew what I wanted to do. Like, I knew that I had to get out. I knew that I had to, you know, get a better paying job. I knew that I needed to get out there. I needed to get my body in better shape. I knew that all these little things, all these little chain links, you know, they'd all formed together now, and I knew what I had to do. So I went out the next day and I did it all. I got the new job. I started training different. I started eating different. I started to change.
Yep.
Like overnight, because this light in my head went off and I knew what I wanted, and that led me. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done it. If I didn't talk to this person, I probably wouldn't have gone over. I owe this person everything.
Yeah. Are there any other Aussie wrestlers you could easily see in the WWE, or anyone that you've worked with that you could, like, this guy's another level sort of thing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see, like, I'd love to see Shane Hayes there. Like, I reckon he's great. I reckon there's so many people. Like, I reckon Adam Brooks, like, being, I know it sounds a little bit biased because, you know, I helped train him. He's one of my best friends, but he, for someone his age to just absorb everything that he's taught and seen and just incorporate it all into one hit, like, you know, he's grown faster than anyone else. He's learning faster than anyone else. So that being said, you know, like, the sky's his limit. He could possibly be there. And I reckon Jag could be there. I reckon Slater could be there. I reckon Mike Peterson could be there. Mimic and Grimm could be there. Like, it's just, I'm not saying anyone can be there. That's the thing. If you're willing to put in the hard work and get your body right and to learn, you know, and focus, like, anything's possible. And on that, you know, I've done that before. That's why I can say that. But with the talent that's here, like, we have a lot of good talent, and I've seen overseas, and, like, you know, we're up there. We've got some talented dudes, like, you know, it's just all about them getting their mind right and knowing where they want to go.
Yeah, I recall, because I'm really very, very new in sort of like the Australian wrestling scene. I started training last year. And one of the first matches that made me convince myself that I could train was watching, like, Grimm and Mimic. And at the end of it, my mate and I turned to each other and said, that was an ROH quality match.
Yeah.
Like, you could easily see that in the States. And I think the level of Australian wrestling has gone up so much in the last couple of years.
It has. And guys are getting more focused in there, and they're starting to you know, train more often and starting to hone their skills. And, you know, if you put an average match in Australia and you put it in front of a WWE crowd, you'd probably watch it and go, that was the best match I've seen all year.
Yeah.
It's because, like, you know, we're so used to watching these basic matches on TV, you know, which WWE guys have to do because they have to, you know, maintain their body and make sure that they're healthy. Otherwise, they don't work. And if they don't work, they're not paying the bills.
And it's also filling their spot on the card sort of thing.
Exactly. So. You know, they're all in there for a particular reason. And it's a show. It's an entertainment show. But if you took a grim gimmick match and you put in a WWE ring in WWE production, you're looking at match of the year.
Yeah.
Purely on by because it's on WWE TV and the way it's presented.
Yeah, or even your match the past weekend with Grimm. That was a brilliant match.
Well, thanks, man. Thank you.
That's all right. It was a really, really good match. And because I called it, I was just... It was one of those ones where I said it earlier, it could easily be a main event on any card in the country.
Thank you.
Being that you've worked for a few promotions, which ones are your favourites or stand out to you in your mind that these are the ones that are doing the right things in Australian wrestling?
Well, obviously MCW, Melbourne City Wrestling, is my home base promotion in Melbourne. So, you know, like I do rate them and I have been champion. I've taken a lot of pride in being champion in MCW and, you know, bringing the belt over to RCW and getting recognised and whatnot, like defending the, like, you know, bringing the belt to Perth, to Adelaide, to wherever I need to go.
Yep.
So, like, I'm very happy with MCW. I'm very proud to be part of it. NRCW is right next to it. Like, I can't fault that. The production, the wrestlers, the guys backstage, the crowd. Like, I cannot fault RCW at all. Easily, probably the funnest places to work in Australia.
Your last match in Australia is April 13th, the MCW Clash of the Titans versus Adam Brooks. Was this something that you've requested for your last match before you went over, or was it just something that they said, we'd like you to work with Adam for your last time?
I asked to wrestle Adam. As you know, most would know, Adam's one of my best friends, and I helped train him. So to wrestle him is going to be, you know, it's kind of special to me in a way, yeah. So, you know, I can say that I wrestled my best friend.
Yeah.
My very last match in Australia. So I won't forget that. And I hope, you know, me and Adam, we worked each other a couple of times. We train together. So we're technically identical, you know. We know what we're doing, you know, without actually doing it, you know. So it's great that, you know, we have such a connection in the ring as well as outside of it to make that special.
Ah, well, that's about all the time we have. Thanks a lot, Matt Silver, and all the best for your trip to America. I can't wait to see you in a WWE ring, mate, and just all the best.
Thanks a lot, Todd, mate.
G'day, it's Josh Armour from Wrestle Radio Australia. Join us every week on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio and FNX.network for interviews with great Aussie pro wrestlers like Triple A's Australian Suicide.
I'm just really happy doing what I'm doing at the moment.
Adam Brooks.
Becoming the RCW champion, that really meant a lot.
And great names from the States.
Hey, this is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
Plus, more than 20 interviews on our YouTube channel.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Brand Adam Pierce.
A proud member of the FNX network. It's Wrestle Radio Australia. It certainly is, and that will do it for this episode. So if you've enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and followers, leave us a comment, rate it, give us a little review there. That's how we get this beautiful thing called independent wrestling out to more fans in this big brown land called Australia and worldwide. So thanks for listening, and if you're in Adelaide, RCW Mega Slam this Saturday night, it's Riot City Wrestling, the dream match, Chris Basso versus Damian Slater. We've talked about it on this show so many times, it's finally going to happen. There's going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match for the title as well. Nick Armstrong defends against Rocky Monero. Hey guys, I know you're listening. Have a good one out there. And women's number one contendership on the line. Demi Bennett versus Savannah Summers. I can't wait to call the action and announce those great matches. It's going to be rad. So hope to see you there at the Estonian Hall in North Adelaide this Saturday night. That's February 28. And if you're in Australia and you want to find the nearest indie wrestling show in your state, Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook, that is where you'll find it. Crank up the old Twitter machine and give us a shout at WrestleRadio AU, at Josh JD Armour is where you'll find me, at Beast Eastman is where you'll find Todd, and give Buddy Murphy a follow at WWE _ Buddy. That'll do it. We'll have a new show next week. Until then, I want to thank you for listening. My name's Josh Armour, and this has been Australia's wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. Hey, buddy.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cut loose and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before. Chewed up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night's a Saturday.
Jake Johnston with the world's almost finest podcast, reminding you that if you love listening to discussions around movies, TV, video games, comic books, and all kinds of other awesome stuff, then head on over to fnx.network and click on the World's Almost Finest. Give us a shout out, let us know what you think. Listen to our episodes, we got plenty on there to go through. The World's Almost Finest podcast, a proud member of the FNX Network.
This is